up to the bottom of Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Not la pitmoso. Tan Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, not la buchnoso. Buchna is a pestle, like a stick. So Rashi has two pshatim here, what not la buchnoso is and what pitmoso is. Masnise havitani lahai not la pitmoso, buchnoso. In the Brisa, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar said that instead of pitmoso, it said buchnoso. The vishu chad, but also it can mean buchna. It's made like a pestle. Pestle is the stick, yeah? Zeloshin mori hazokin Rabbeinu Yaakov. Av Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi hoi mefarish pitmoso v'ukso shneem bezada. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi learned that the pitum is not what we call the pitum, on the top side of the esrog, but it's on the bottom side of the esrog, the branch which is connected to the tree. Ukso shenitl ha'etz, ma shetoch leguma shebe'esrog kosher. Right, the ukets is where the branch is cut off, but what's in the hole that fills the hole where the branch goes is still there, but it's even with the esrog, but the hole is still filled. Pitmaso shenitla shaukets mitocha esrog v'chasro l'ficha pasul, and the pitum. That's called the buchna. That's where the branch comes completely out of the hole, and we're afraid that a part of the esrog came out also, and therefore it's possible. So nitla pitmoso is both talking about the branch on the bottom side of the esrog, where it's only the pitum. That's what's it called. That's a kosher. In other words, where the branch is even with the esrog. And where the branch comes out of the hole completely, that's what's possible. Behind it, Tani Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar, not la buchnaso. Masha nichnas betocha esrog kebuchna nichnas umake basisa. Like the mortar, the pestle goes into the mortar, so too the branch goes into the esrog. That part, if it comes off, is possible. The Lashon Rabbeinu Yaakov nearly. But Rashi says the first Lashon, where the pitum is on top of the esrog, is more nearer. We never find that the word pitum has to do with the ukets, with the downside of the pri. It's always something on top of the pri. Okay, so there's a few different pshatim here on what a pitum is, and which is possible and which is not possible, and what's buchna. We said Rashi has two pshatim, right, that he brings down from his rabbonim. One, that it's the top side of the esrog, right, and it's possible even if it's not chos or anything, right, it's not hodor if it doesn't have the pitum, but they learned that there's two different parts of the pitum. There's the shoshanta, right, that if it's missing is okay, and then there's the wood underneath that's missing, that's not okay. Others learn that even if the wood is missing, it's okay. But if it leaves a hole in the top of the esrog, it's out, and you can see a little indentation, that's when it's not okay. The other pshat in Rashi is the opposite. It's all going on the downside of the esrog. Similar idea. If the wood is missing, but the hole is filled up, it's kosher. As long as there's a hole in the bottom, right, where the wood normally goes, that's where it's possible. Tosus learns that also like Rashi in the first Lashon, that the ukets and the pitma are both on the top of the esrog, and the pitma is the shoshanta, that's the round thing on top of the pitum, and that is what's called kosher if it's missing. And if the whole ukets, Tosfos calls the ukets the what we call the pitum, that the whole thing is missing, that's possible. Okay. And the Aruch right, the Aruch learns that one is talking about the downside of the esrog, and one's talking about the top side. The pitum is the top side, the ukets is the bottom side, and by the bottom, it's only if the whole thing is missing is it possible, if there's a hole left, an indentation in the esrog. On the top side, since it's not hard there, even if a portion of the pitum is missing, is also not kosher, according to the Aruch. Okay, let's go. Those are different pshatim in what notla pitmoso is. Nikla, Omar Rava, Hayasroga, the iglid kahina the sumka kshera. Right? If the esrog was peeled, the outer skin was peeled off, and it became like a red date, it's kosher. When you take out the outer skin, it changes color. It gets basically brownish because it starts to decay.
We're talking about a little bit or the whole thing?
The whole thing. We'll see 1 second. 1 second. We learned that if it's what's it called, skin, it's possible. Bokasha. Habakula habmitzasa. Depends if it was the whole thing or only a portion. And so machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what that means. Rashi holds that if the whole thing is skinned, it's kosher, because it's a uniform color then, and it's kosher. But if only part is taken off, then it's menumer, then it's spotted. Part of it was one way, part's the other way, that's possible. Tosfos learns it's the opposite. If the whole thing is skinned, that's when it's possible. And if a portion is skinned, that's still kosher. Rashi, the kula kosher. No, high esrog de iglid niklif, it was peeled. Kahina sumkach, tamora aduma, red date. The avzel achash and niklif nepach lad mumish kederacha niklif in the peris. When you peel a fruit, it turns red. So some learn from here that red is a kosher color in an esrog. The whole esrog is red, you see, it's kosher. So red is not like black or white, which is pasul maris in an esrog. A red esrog would be okay. Others say that's not the case. That here we're not talking about red, we're talking about a brownish color. It's not mamish red. And that's a normal color for an esrog that starts to get farshimel. In fact, the Chasam Sofer says that if the reason it turns brown is because you handle it, that's a hither, because it shows the esrog is being used. So that color is not possible. But mamish red would be, according to many Rishonim, is possible. It doesn't mean over here red mamish. It means, Rashi says, the color that something turns when it's peeled. The kula kosher, Rashi learns if you skin the whole esrog, it's kosher. The mitzvah apostle, the menumeru. But if a portion of it is done, then it looks spotted, that's not kosher. And like we said, Tosfos says just the opposite. Okay. Nizdak nikav, tani ula barchanina, nikav nekav mefulash b'mashahu, v'she'eno mefulash b'ke'isr. If the nekav is mefulash, and Rashi learns mefulash means it goes from one side out the other side. So then, even if it's a mashahu, right, visible, a visible hole, no matter how big it is passes the esrog. The she'eno mefulash b'ke'isr. But if it doesn't go through and through, then it has to be a size of an isr, of a coin. The Rashi, Tani ula barchanina, anika velo choser koi. Right, it says if there was a nekev and there's something missing from the esrog, then it's possible. If there's nothing missing from the esrog, then it depends. If it goes through side to side, even though there's nothing missing, it's possible. And if it doesn't go through from side to side, but there's nothing missing, then it has to be ke'isr. We'll see 1 second how it's possible that the hole should be the size of a coin and nothing should be chaser. V'asa haitan l'meimar, de'im mefulashu mitzido l'tzido pasul b'nekev kol shu afilu shal machat. You put a needle into the esrog from one end and out the other end. That's why Rashi learns mefulash. Then it's possible, even though nothing's missing, but since it's a hole that goes straight through, it's possible. The neck of she'enu mefulash b'ke'isr. And if it's a neck of that doesn't go through and through, then imroch of ke'isr possible. If it has the diameter of a isr of a coin, it's possible. The afal pi shelo chaser klum. Kegon shetoch about yosid ava. How's it possible to have a hole like that and nothing's missing? You stuck in a peg, and it just condensed, compacted the sides of the hole, but nothing's missing from the end. It didn't take anything out of the esrog. You didn't scoop anything out of the esrog. You compacted the sides, and everything is still there, except there's a hole, because the sides are compacted by the peg. And the Mishnah says that nikav, if it's not chaser, is kosher, is where it doesn't go through and through, and it's not the size of an iser. So any nekev that doesn't go through and through, and there's nothing missing, and it's not the size of an iser, is kosher. Others learn that mefulish doesn't mean it goes through and through. It means that it goes till the middle of the estric, till where the seeds are. And any hole that goes till the seeds is called mefulish. And then it's possible even if nothing's missing, and it has no shear. Other Rishonim learn that mefulish means that it goes through one side of the skin completely. You look at the skin, the husk of the estrig, as a separate entity. So as long as it goes straight through the skin and gets to the fruit inside, it's already called mefulish, and it's possible mashu. Those are the three shitas in Nikiv mefulish. Okay. Boy Rava. Noldu be'esrig simone treifa mahu. What if the esrig produced something that in an animal would be a treifa? Mercer says, Maika mi boile. What exactly, we learned all the psulin. What kind of psul would be similar in an animal to a treifa that you're asking a shayla about? In Nikluf, an animal that's skinned is a treifa. So Tanina, we have a Mishnah that says what the halach is by skin. In Nizdok, if it's talking about what's it called, where it's split. So we have already halachas in the Mishnah. What happens to a split estric, right? Split by the trachea. It has a split in it. What's it called? There's also a trepha. In Nikiv Tanina. If it's talking where there's a hole, like a hole in the brain or a hole in the lung, which makes a trepha, it says in the Mishnah what the halach is by Nekiv. Where it says, Kikomi boyleke de ula. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, right? He's asking something that's not in the Mishnah that has a parallel by treifas. What is that? What Rabbi Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Reya shenishpacha keketon ksheira. If you have a lung, that the inside of the lung becomes what's it called, liquidy. Okay, and you could pour out the liquid, what's it called, like a flask. Ksheira. So that's not considered a treifa. That's where the siponos of the rea, the inside ovules of the lung are still intact. Holo kaimi sipunoha treifa. But if the inside ovules of the lung are not intact, and the whole thing liquefied inside, then the animal's a treifa. So hochamai. So what would be by a similar case of an estric? Right, where the estrig liquefied inside. So if the fruit is still intact somewhat, right, the seeds are still intact, so then it would be okay, according to this. And if it's not, it wouldn't be okay. So Mordechai says, no, Dilma Hossam hu delo sholit ba'avira hader bori. Aval hacha de sholit ba'avira sruche masraches. Maybe it's different. Here, even if the siponos, that which is parallel to the siponos and the estrig, right, the fiber of the fruit is still intact. Maybe it's still possible. Because since it's exposed to the air, it's going to rot. Now, Shane Kane, the lung isn't exposed to the air. It'll be able to heal. So that's why it's not a trefa. Oh, Dilmaloshnor, maybe there's no difference. And therefore, by the estrig also, as long as the fiber of the estrig is intact, it's not possible, even though it liquefied inside. Toshma. Esrig tafuach saruach kavush shaluk kushi lavan umenumer pasul. Right, we have a brisa that says esrig tafuach or saruach. Right, we'll see in one second. The Gemara is going to medayik what tafuach and saruach is nogeya to the shaila where it liquefies inside. Kavush is you what's it called? Immersed it in vinegar or in water for 24 hours and it became kavush. Shaluk is where you cook the esrig. Kushi, a black esrig. Lavan is a white esrig. Umenumer, or it's spotted. Pasul. Esrig kikador, pasul. The esrig is round like a ball, it's pasul. The esh omri mafatiyum. Even a double, a twin esrig. Esrogim that grew together as twins. Also pasul. Esrig habusar. Rabbi Akiva posul. V'chachomi machshirin. An esrig that is not ripe, an unripe esrog, Rabbi Akiva says it's possible, and the Chachom say it's kosher. Godlo bitfus vaso kimin beri acheres possible. If you grew it in a form, in a what's it called? A form. What?
A mold.
A mold, right? A mold. All right, and you made it look like some other thing. It's possible. Ktani mihas, so that's the brisa. We're going to go now over each part of the brisa, but right now we brought down the brisa for the first thing. My lav, mi ktoni mi, as the Braisa says, tofuach saruach. Right? My lav, tofuach mi bachutz. Tofuach is where it got blown up on the outside, right? Like a boil. The saruach mi b'fnim. And saruach is where it became, what's it called, liquefied inside. And you see that it's possible. Where it says low, either the eating b'machutz. Both are talking where it's on the skin on the outside. Below kashu, how the tofach apagav the low sorach. The first one is where it blew up, but it didn't get rotten. How the sorach apagav the tofach, and the second one is where it got rotten, even though it didn't get blown up. And but on the inside, we have no raya from this brisa one way or the other, whether if it liquefied, if it has the same din as a lung that's tarit treif. If the fiber is intact, it's kosher. If not, it's not. Or maybe no, even if the fiber is intact, it would be possible. Rashi. Simone trefa, shabahema nitrefaba. Something parallel by an animal that if it had that thing, it would be treif. Ulakami meforishle. Niklef simone trefa, hu dahainu agluda. An animal that was skinned is a trefa. Nistak dahainu gargeres, shenistak kula. If you have the trachea that had a split in it, right, a crack, all the way from beginning to end, there was no ring above the crack and below the crack, so it's straight. Nikav could go nikav krum shel moach. There was a hole in the brain or in the lung. So all of these are trephis. So all of them are said beferish by Esther. So what's the shayla? Reish and nishpacha kekiton habasar shabachutz hakrum nimuach v'nasek hamayim. That's shabesoch hakrum. The meat inside the lung, inside the covering of the lung, right? The krum is the what?
Membrane
that covers the lung, right? That became liquefied. Halo kaimi sipunoi trefa alma misimani trefahu. You see that this, if it liquefies and the ovules of the lung are not still intact, it's a trefa. Hachamai will be by an esrig in a similar situation. In minuach v'kaim meisimpinoa, the ainu chedrei azera shagarina besochem. The fruit inside liquefied, but the seeds and the place where the seeds are is still intact. Sruchei masrachas nerkeves. Okay, so the Gemara says two possibilities. One is it's the same thing as a lung and it's kosher, or it's worse than the lung because the lung is not exposed to the air and the esrog is. Tafua saruach mefarsh bekamon, kavush bechometz or bechardel. You immersed the esrog and pickled it. Shaluk mevushel beyoser beor beroschin, or you cooked it. Kadur asui kamin kadur ogul. Kadur is a pluta, is a ball. Hatiyum shnayim dvukim yachad. Two esrogim that grew together. Shaila, in the Rishonim, when is it possible? Is it possible when they remain together? Because it's not considered one esrog. But if you take them apart, each one separately is kosher. Or no, since they grew together, even taken apart would be possible. And there's another shita that taken apart is possible. But if you leave them together, it's kosher because it's considered one fruit. Because they grew together, they're considered one. Habusar cotton kipul halovan. Busar is where it's unripe and it's the size of a white bean. Gidlo bitfus, she'osalo tfus kshu cotton. You put it into a mold when it's small. V'nosno betochav mechubar, and you leave it on the tree in the mold. And it grows and fills the mold. The gadol kamidas hatfus. Tfus is a form of balaz. Kodovar osi lasos limidos o dvorim acherim al gavov kemo menalayim. Either the form goes into the thing and you form the shoe around the mold, or sometimes they put the thing in the mold. Or besocho kein shayolson kederos alechem aponim shiachniso eisul atochak derov alechem nasa betzurasa kigon elu kari tfus. You can have two kinds of molds, one where the thing forms around it or the thing forms in it. Kemin ber yacher sheino dom la esrog klal. Right, where it doesn't look like an esrog at all. We'll see tomorrow whether if it looks like an esrog and you put it into a mold, is it kosher or not. My lav tafuach mi bachut, she nifchas v'nirka mi bachut. Isn't it that tafuach is where it got moldy on the outside, or got disintegrated on the outside? saruach mivifnim, and saruach is where it got liquefied on the inside. Uklipaso kayemis, the outside is okay, but it's mushy because on the inside, kimin reyosh nishbachim. That's exactly like the case of the lung that liquefied inside the membrane. Gemara says lo tofach avagav lo sorach, sorach avagav lo tofach. They're both talking on the outside, and one is talking where it got rotten, but it didn't liquefy, and the other one is liquefied, it didn't get rotten. Tofach infla balazi, it inflated. Kagon shenoflu geshamin betalush v'tofach. Right, water got on it when it was not connected to the tree, and it blew up. Like a boil on it. Sorach nirkav, and sorach is where it didn't blow up, but it got to farshimu, it rotted. Loshen acher tofach nirkav. Another shot is tofach means it got rotten, and sorach is reicho ra matmis toloim shachlu. And the other one is that it got a bad smell because of worms that ate it. And the Rishonim speak about if the worms ate it, then it's chaser. So it's talking about the second day where chaser is not a psul. According to others, the worms ate it in such a way that they only ate off a little bit of the outside skin, but because of the worms ate it, it gave it a bad smell. Okay. But in any case, it has nothing to do with where it liquefied inside the skin of the esrog, only on the outside. Okay. Omar Mar. Now we're going to go back over this brisa. Kushi pasul. Right? And black esrog is pasul. Vatanya kushi kosher. Maisa, we have a brisa that says that, what's it called, that black esrog is kosher. So Mar says, domala kushi pasul. But if it looks like an esrog kushi, then it's pasul. So Amar Abaya, kisna nomi masnisin domala kushi. When the brisa said that it's pasul, it means domala kushi. It's not an esrog that comes from India. An esrog that comes from India where the esrogim are naturally black, that's kosher. But if it's an esrog that grew other places that aren't normally black, and it looks black, then that's a shinli mara, and that's possible. Ethiopian. Tnan, I think Yehudu and Kush. Kush is Ethiopian. Tnan, Rava Omar, lo kasha. Halon, halahu. Rava says no kasha. It depends where this esrog hakushi grew. Where it's for. If it's for people in Eretz Israel or for people in Bavel. Rashi. Domel hakushi, shegodl kan, varyu shachar. It didn't grow in Ethiopia. It grew here. Here, normal esrogim are yellow. So if it's black, it's a shinli mara. But if it grows in Ethiopia, it's a normal esrog, is black, that's kosher. Pasul shenidmahu. It's something that is not the normal. It's something that looks like something that's not normal. Aval kushi atzmo hainu tam de kosher durcheu. A regular esrog kushi that grows in Ethiopia is kosher. That's a normal look of that esrog. Mar says another pshat, holon v'holohu, lo'olam asnisi kushi nomi pasul. An Ethiopian esrog would be pasul. Depends where it is. V'lo kasher. Masnisin v'nei Eretz Yisrael shirachoka me'eretz kushi. Eretz Israel is far away from Ethiopia, so people aren't used to seeing esrogim like that. So for a Jew who lives in Eretz Israel, if he has an Ethiopian esrog, it's something unusual. The einam regilin bohem, and therefore it's not hadar. It's not a normal esrog. Brisa levnei bavel shekrovim lekush regilin bohem. The brisa is talking about bavel, where they're close to Ethiopia, and they see these kinds of esrogim all the time. And therefore it's hadar. However, everybody holds that if the esrog didn't grow in Ethiopia, it grew in a place where esrogim like this don't normally grow, then it's what's it called, an artificial color, and it's no good. But if it grew in Ethiopia, so it's a normal esrog for there, then it depends if it's something that people normally see, they're close to Ethiopia, or they're far away from Ethiopia, they don't normally see it, for then it's not hadar, because hadar depends on the eye of the beholder and also the thing itself. So if the thing itself is unusual because it doesn't normally grow like that, it's possible. If the thing itself is usual because it normally grows like that, it's kosher, as long as the people who see it also see it as something normal. But if the people who see it don't see it as something normal, it's not hadar. Okay. Rabbi Akiva esrog abusar. Right, if it's an esrog that's unripe, Rabbi Akiva posel, the Chacham machshirin. Omar Rabba, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, Omru Dover Echad. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon said one idea, right? Similar idea.